OnlyFans model accused of killing her boyfriend. She wants the case resolved as soon as possible. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Ray Sean Blyden here, politicalbombshow.com, raydog.com. Click on support us or visit our stores and support us that way. I'm going to put a picture up so you can see the model and the boyfriend. So there's the OnlyFans model who's accused of murdering the boyfriend. She wants the case resolved as soon as possible. Wow, I don't know. Let's see what's going on here. Let's see. So, as I said, she wants the case resolved as soon as possible. A Florida OnlyFans model who allegedly stabbed her boyfriend to death wants to find a resolution to the case as soon as possible, her lawyer said Friday, according to NBC Miami. Courtney Kalani, 27, is facing a charge of second-degree murder in connection with the April 2022 killing of Christian, how do you pronounce his name here? Abumaselli inside the couple's high-end Miami condo. Kalani, whose online persona, Courtney Taylor, has more than 2 million followers, alleges that she was the victim of domestic violence and that she stabbed him in self-defense. The prosecutors, however, contend that the boyfriend was the domestic violence victim. So in plain terms, this is another Amber and Johnny type situation is what it sounds like, allegedly. I don't know the details, but that's what the prosecutor is saying. Ladies, because of the high profile of the Johnny and Amber show, it's not that easy where you can get away if you really are the one that's doing the abuse. It's not as easy as it used to be to get away with it just because you were a woman, because of how high profile that was. People are starting to look at the full picture now. So I'm just saying, you ladies, you need to stop. Everyone needs to stop. You should, if you can't be in a relationship with someone because you feel like you want to hurt them, it's time to step out of the relationship. It's time to step away. It really is. But the prosecutor, however, contend that the boyfriend was the domestic violence victim and that the pair had a combative relationship, according to Fox 4. Respondent police officers allegedly found Cheney holding the boyfriend in her arms as she was bleeding out, as he was bleeding out, I mean. And there's a picture showing here on, it looks like they're on an elevator. And yeah, you can see from this picture on the elevator, clearly she's abusing him. She hit him, it looks like her hand went hit him in the head. On Friday, the judge presiding over the case held the status hearing while lawyers for Kalani and the prosecution gave an update on where things stand. Cheney was not present. The attorney told the court that they are still interviewing witnesses who could testify in the trial. As you can imagine, she wants to get this resolved as soon as possible, especially since she's innocent in the case. This is what the attorney is saying. Attorney for Clinney said they do not expect the trial to begin in 2023. Clinney has not been granted bond and is being held in jail pending trial. Good. Don't give her the right, don't let her get out of there to make money with the 2 million subscribers of her OnlyFans, especially if she is indeed the one who is doing the abuse. So, I'm reserving judgment until all the evidence is in, as we all should. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that he was the one or she was the one. We don't know. We don't know. And we live in a society here where you're innocent until proven guilty. So I'm going to stand by that. Please do share and like and subscribe. Go to politicalbombshow.com or raydog.com. Click on support us on either one or either store and help us that way. And I will see you in the next one.